Have you ever caught yourself scrolling through social media rather than doing important tasks? Why is it that some things make us feel energized while others make us feel flat? It's because of dopamine. And to talk about it, we are joined by Dr. Anastasia Haronis, clinical psychologist and author of The Dopamine Brain. Dr. Haronis, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well, thanks.
So what is dopamine and what is its function in our brains?
Yeah, so dopamine is a neurotransmitter, which means it's a chemical messenger and it sends messages between the brain and the body. And it does a whole lot of different things for us. It helps us regulate our movements. It helps us store memories. It even helps regulate kidney functions. But the thing it's most known for or talked about for is that it creates this sense of pleasure and short-term gratification. So when I do something that feels very pleasurable, I get dopamine activated in my brain. And then it also motivates me to seek out that pleasurable thing again and again.
Yeah, you mentioned that in your article, dopamine can make it hard for us to stop scrolling our phones, for example, as like a bit of a bad habit that we can seek out. So why is that, if you want to go into more detail into why that happens?
Yeah, so when we go on things like social media is designed to activate our dopamine pathways. So we get these like little hits of reward as we're scrolling through. We might see sort of funny videos or interesting things. And each time we come across something that's interesting or exciting to the brain, we get that activation of dopamine. And what we find with something like social media is that we get these small constant hits of dopamine being activated as opposed to one big activation of dopamine, which means that it's hard for us to then pull ourselves away from it because this is the reward system in the brain being activated and it wants to go on social media more and more and get more of that dopamine activation.
And so it might be difficult to break out of these dopamine cycles. So what is the way that people can sort of crack out of this sort of, I guess you can call it this doom scrolling cycle, this like getting locked into seeking out these pleasure bursts from what could be described as bad habits. So how can people move away from that and seek out more meaningful dopamine hits?
Yeah, it really is about putting strategies in place to help us reduce our screen time. And it's hard to do naturally because, you know, dopamine is activated at a subconscious level. So a couple of things I recommend to people specifically with their phones. One is setting it to grayscale. So all the colors that come from the phone, again, activate the dopamine pathways. And if we look at our phone on black and white or grayscale, it's much less interesting and exciting for the brain. And what the research actually shows is that when people do this, they naturally use their phones less without necessarily even trying to. They naturally use their phones less compared to the days when they have it on color. So it can be a bit of an interesting experiment for people to try themselves and track their screen usage. The other one is about going into your settings and actually setting limits on certain apps. So you can set yourself, you know, only an hour a day, for example, on certain apps like Instagram, etc., to help you actually reduce your screen time on them.
Actually, I have set some little routines on my phone, especially for the evening, where I'll set it to grayscale just to reduce the eye strain just before I'm going to bed. But maybe setting it to grayscale while you're trying to be productive might also be an interesting way to do it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I suppose a question I can ask is there a way that people's dopamine levels in their brain can increase, through different activities?
Yeah, so look, there are things like screens, but also other, addictive things like certain substances, drugs, alcohol, gambling, things like that activate our dopamine pathways. But there's also healthy ways to get dopamine activated. So things like exercise is great for giving us that kind of reward and boost at the end of it. Listening to music, spending time with friends, or anything that gives us a sense of achievement. You know, if you work hard at a particular task and then you complete it, we get dopamine activated at the end of that as well.
And I suppose is there ways people can seek out ways to get help if they're feeling like they're stuck in a certain addiction? It doesn't have to be like it could be just phone addiction or, you know, this dopamine addiction. So there's a way people can seek out assistance and help in if they need to help break that cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, GPs are always a great first point of contact, but a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists, depending on how heavily addicted someone is, can absolutely provide support. I do a lot of that work in the clinic with people, particularly who have behavioral addictions, so things like addictions to gambling, pornography, shopping, phones, screens, video games, whatever it might be. Psychologists can absolutely help with that.
And I suppose, Anastasia, my last question for you before I let you go is there a way that is there ways that you like to get a meaningful hit of dopamine in your day just to give you a little boost?
Yeah, mine is music. Go-to is music. I play piano, so I like to actually play piano. But if it's a day where I don't have time to play, then absolutely listening to it and listening to music that I really love and kind of boosts the mood is great.
Lovely, fantastic. All right, Anastasia, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. I got a real dopamine hit out of it. I hope you did as well.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
That was Dr. Anastasia Hronas, clinical psychologist and author of The Dopamine Brain, talking about how dopamine affects our brain and what